It's Friday, the 3rd of October, and I am Leonard Witbier with your news at 7 a.m. The Cybersecurity Incidents Response Team has reported a growing number of spoofed websites targeting unsuspecting users. Mufaro Nesongano of the Communications Regulatory Authority warns that these fake sites can compromise personal and financial information, leading to potential fraud and malware attacks.
These spoofed sites copy logos, layouts, and even web addresses to trick users into sharing sensitive information, like passwords and bank details. In recent months, cloned websites redirected users to unsafe platforms carrying fraud and malicious software. NumCert urges the public to carefully verify website addresses, avoid clicking on unsolicited links, enable multi-factor authentication, and report suspicious sites.
The Bank of Namibia has welcomed the decision by commercial banks to narrow the margin between the repo rate and lending rates with a total 25 basis point reduction planned. Naufiku Hamunime, the acting deputy director for communications and sustainability at BON, notes that Governor Johannes Trabagab expects the measure to ease consumer pressure, improve credit affordability, and harmonize Namibia's rates with the common monetary area peers.
This policy measure aims to narrow Namibia's historically wide interest rate margins, making credit more affordable for household and businesses. By lowering borrowing costs, the bank seeks to stimulate domestic economic activity, support investment, and ease financial pressures on consumers. Within the common monetary area, comprising of Namibia, South Africa, Lesotho, and Eswatini, Namibia has recorded higher spreads between the repo and prime rates compared to its peers. By reducing its spreads, Namibia is aligning more closely with its CMA peers, contributing to a more predictable and consistent banking environment across the region.
The National Students Organization has intervened after technical problems on the Student Financial Assistance Fund portal stopped students from submitting signed contracts by the 30th of September deadline. President Dortia Nangolo says the intervention secured an extension.
So we then engaged NSFAF as a matter of urgency to extend the due date, which was confirmed that they will be extending the due date. I, however, cannot confirm as to when the due date has been extended to what the new date is, but I think our students and our learners can rest assured that the due date has been extended, and we will communicate in due course as to what that date is.
According to Reuters, organizers of Madagascar's youth-led anti-government protests suspended marches in the capital Antananarivo for 24 hours yesterday due to concerns over demonstrators' health and stamina. However, protests continued across other regions of the island nation. Inspired by youth movements in Kenya and Nepal, the rallies represent the largest wave of unrest in years and pose a growing challenge to President Andry Rajoelina, re-elected in 2023. To the U.S. now, where President Donald Trump called the government shutdown an unprecedented opportunity as the White House warns that mass layoffs are imminent. Democrats and Republicans remain locked in a bitter stalemate as the showdown stretches into day two. Tony Waterman has the details for us.
In a social media post, the president said he is meeting with White House Budget Chief Russell Vogt on Thursday to review which programs and agencies could be cut, which people could be fired. The White House says mass layoffs are imminent, a stark departure from past shutdowns when workers were simply furloughed. U.S. senators won't be voting on the spending bills again until Friday, which means the shutdown will drag on for at least another day.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.